beautiful sunny day and we're meeting with Lindsay Ellisworth, a UBC PhD student outside at Kitsilano Beach to talk about the role of CAMLAR, which stands for Convention of Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, in regulating illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing of Patagonian toothfish, more commonly known as Chilean sea bass, and how we as a consumer can help to raise awareness about this topic. So Lindsay, we've explored the nature of ONEU fishing and how CAMLAR works to combat it. How effective has it really been overall, and what data is there to back that up?
So it's really effective in the way that it shows how when different countries come together to address an issue, they can be really successful. And so if you take a look at the height of the illegal fishing for Chilean sea bass in the waters around Antarctica, it was around 1996. And actually, if you look at what the illegal catch is today, it's basically declined by 90%, which is huge. And so you could argue that that is like a pretty good success story.
But wait, are there other factors that could have come into play when considering these statistics?
You also want to think critically about it for a minute and say, oh, well, what was the cause of this 90% decline? Was it because, basically, you overfished all of the fish, and so there's actually no more fish to catch, and so that's why illegal fishing has gone down? And in terms of some of the scientific research that's coming out of Antarctica, they've actually opened up some new fisheries, so they think that that's actually not the case.
So what could be another reason for the 90% decline?
Another reason could be maybe these IUU fishers are just getting smarter. You know, maybe they're finding better ways to skirt around the system and new conservation measures. But they actually don't think that that's the case either, just because what CAMLAR has done to address the issues of IUU fishing, they've done it on a lot of different fronts. So not only trying to work to basically establish an information system where you document where you catch it and where you sell it to a port, but to also have people come and inspect the boats while they're out fishing. So they're kind of working a lot of different angles at once. And so the fact that this decline has happened by 90% kind of hints or suggests that maybe this unified action has actually been somewhat successful.
Now, focusing on Patagonian toothfish, do you think that it's too late for it to be safe from overfishing?
So, I think there's a lot of kind of awareness and cooperation these days in terms of fisheries management, and so CAMLAR has done, I think, a pretty decent job of trying to make sure that the toothfish isn't exploited to unsustainable levels. And some of this is in how they're addressing the illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, but they've also done a lot of similar things in terms of, you know, trying to estimate how many fish are actually in the waters around Antarctica.
So, Lindsay, for the final question, what do you suggest us as consumers to do? I mean, how can we raise awareness?
So that's a really great question, and I think some of the most important things that you can do is to just be aware about what fish you're eating and where it's coming from. So even doing as little as to ask your waitress or your server about, you know, hey, where is the salmon coming from? Or, you know, what type of tuna is this? Do you know how it was caught? Kind of helps to show people that work in restaurants and people that are doing the purchasing of seafood that these issues are important to consider when doing so.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for listening. We had the opportunity to talk with Lindsay Ellisworth about the positive effects of CAMLAR on regulating fishing, but a lot of improvement is to be made to ensure species such as Patagonian toothfish are fished sustainably. This is Shadi Safari, and you were listening to a podcast prepared by Chelsea Forbes, Katie McCappen, Sorbinda Bolina, and myself for Science 300 class from University of British Columbia, fall 2012.